SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Big old performances. It's a big performance.
Huge performance.
The behemoth.
Lots of hits, lots of homers, lots of RBIs, lots of big strikeout numbers. So let's talk about them. The most hits over the last week, would you believe it? Anthony Rizzo. Sneakily.
You see him with two homers on Mandalorian Anthony Rizzo bobblehead night?
Was it really?
It was Anthony Rizzo Mandalorian bobblehead night. And he hit two homers. And one of them was at the end of the game to put them up. And of course, John Sterling, this is the way. So
that's pretty slick.
It was pretty solid. But yeah.
You're not a collecty guy, but I feel like you collecting all of the baseball Star Wars would have been like all the baseball Star Wars bobbleheads would have been like a good thing.
I don't know, man. Like, I just like, you have to have so much room for that stuff. And I just don't want to make room or like, you know,
got a big shelf to your right.
Dude, I have a whole blank wall here. I could put a bunch of stuff up on.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that big old wall. I could see all the Star Wars.
You know what? When you have cats, if you put things up, you're just like putting things up for the cats to knock over. Like, it's definitely not going to stay there. So I don't know. And also, like, that is some, if I wanted some nerdy Star Wars stuff, I'd just get like the regular Lego stuff. I wouldn't get the baseball crossover Star Wars crap. I don't know. It seems pretty specific.
You're like, I already live with my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, you know, it is to, you know, take care of her, but
just put a mirror on the wall in front of me so I can see myself every day and look in the mirror. Why don't I just do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why don't I just put that up so I can watch myself age and just be stuck here. So,
yeah. All right. It took a good turn there. 11 hits. Number two, Amed Rosario and Casey Schmidt. Holy crap. Casey Schmidt in his time is definitely defying odds. Here are the big positives. Obviously, he's hit a couple homers, which is great. Playing up. I've likened this to exactly what I felt with Jesse Winker in the minors. Jesse Winker years ago was like this great contact hitter who wasn't hitting for any power. And then dude came up and hit like eight homers and like 100 at bats or something. It was something crazy. The positives here that make me feel excited about Casey Schmidt, 50% hard hit rate so far in his early at bats. Obviously the batting average is up there. It's a 384 XBA to his 458 batting average. Under 20% K rate and average EV is about 92 miles an hour to go with a 15% barrel rate. These are great, great numbers for this guy who is a huge, huge defensive asset. And he's making really good contact. Might be a better buy than we thought with Casey Schmidt.
I mean, obviously these numbers are not sustainable.
No.
When it comes back down to earth, let me ask you this. You're rostering Schmidt, right? As soon as he falls off, are you dumping him and picking up a hot bat? Or is he one of those guys that, hey, you know, look, we saw this nice, beginning. So we'll maybe bench him instead of drop him to see if he comes out of this. Like, what level of, you know, getting rid of him as soon as he falls off? Or are you sticking with him a little longer because of this hot start?
I might stay sticking a little bit longer for the reasons of like, I think he can stick, you know, when Brandon Crawford were to come back, he can go back and play first. I think he sticks around and he's got a low K rate with high contact rate, but it might be a little bit more pointsy, you know, to points leagues and stuff like that. And I would probably be a little bit more willing to jump off if need be, if there was a really good bat. Interesting thing to take a look at as well against fastballs, which he's seeing 62% of the time. He's pretty easy. He's average. You know what I mean? Like just under 90 exit velocity. His batting average is massively high. He's making really good contact. One of his homers has come off of that. He's got some doubles, but he has an EV on breaking and off speed pitches. It is minimal, of course, but they're both over 100, and he's hitting off-speed pitches 106 and 100. So, I mean, that is a trust. That is a real trust he has in his ability to make contact. So it'll be interesting to see how pitchers start to switch up on him, probably more off-speed stuff, maybe a little bit less fastball, because not that it's funny because he doesn't make like insanely great contact on fastballs, but he's doing it. He's getting it done. So again, like, I'm impressed. I think he's worth holding on to. I give him a little bit of a leash, but that leash is like, if Matt McClain were coming out, I would probably go in favor of Matt McClain. Or I would. I'm not probably. I would easily. I wouldn't stick around. But Casey Schmidt's been pretty good, and it's a solid pickup, especially like NL only. 10 hits, we had Soto, who is getting back to it, Bogman. Also 9 hits, Arenado, Fletcher, Franco, Green, Nimmo, and Luba. Big combo. Boggs, is Dominic Fletcher real?
I mean, he is on a white hot tear right now. I think they said 18 RBI in his first 12 games. So, 13. I mean, 13, but it was 18 RBI.
He has 18 hits and 13 RBI so far.
Okay. Oh, my bad. The 18 hits in his first 12 games. They were talking about that on Saturday during the broadcast. So, look, I mean, would you rather have Fletcher or Schmidt?
See, that's a really tough one. I think I would rather have Schmidt, but Fletcher's been playing so good. If you want to compare the stats, low K percentage as well. Hard hit is a little bit worse, 43, but his average EV is around 91 as well, which is nice to see. His XBA is around 300. These are both really short sample sizes. I feel like there's just more guys with the Diamondbacks. McCarthy's still sitting out there.
Sure.
You've also got Dominic Canzone that could be coming back up. So if Fletcher struggles, I don't know how much long of a leash they go. You also have to question, he plays really good defense. Maybe their new Alec Thomas is Dominic Fletcher, and Alec Thomas is going to be the guy that gets the boot next because he just hasn't been hitting, and he was the best defender, but that might be Fletcher now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a consideration. So I think I just picked him up in a league. I had to stick Rendon or somebody on the IL, and I went and picked up Fletcher because he was available still. So that's like a 12-man normal. I think it was our home league. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely an add. Ride the wave for a little bit. But like you said, you know, as soon as he starts to cool down, cast him asunder, pick up a new guy.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to save. This, he is better, I think, because I don't think anybody thought anything of him. He's always been better than that, but is he going to be a big offensive force? Like, I don't know. Arenado's also turning around. He's a guy that we're not going to talk about him today, but shows up on my my video. You guys might want to check out, and obviously Soto. The homers, Lubob, Mr. Luis Robert has picked it up since his weird little incident. And he was, I felt like every time I looked, he was hitting a homer, and he's got 4. You had Arenado, Betts, Conforto, Jordan Diaz, Fraley. There's a boatload of names here. I didn't realize there was just picking names. Tons of guys with 3 homers. Volpe, one of them. Yelich, Morel, Naylor. There's Yelich some 2 great on names Sunday. In there.
Yeah. Yelich seems to be coming back around here as well. So
remember that? Do you remember that video, that MILF video that he got asked about? Did you ever see that?
The MILF video?
Oh my God! I would not play it here, but it was something. I think the Barstool guys might have got on him. There
was this
a
like
a
when like everyone says he looks like Pete Davidson thing?
Yes, that's exactly okay, right. I very skinny guy getting lifted up by a very strong female. And it was, I'll tell you about it off air. It was a very, very funny thing that got like put on with him.
Pretty specific
Mother's Day.
There.
Mother's Day for Christian Yelich. That's all I'm trying to point out, thinking about here. But there's some good names in there. Give me 2 of the names that interest you the most out of these 3 homer list here, because there's some big guys, of course, but there's lots of like Brandon Lowe,
Conforto,
Morel,
Conforto coming back and the bat turning on, obviously, is one. That I like to see because I'm invested in Conforto in a couple spots. But I also have, you know, I mean, I like that Volpe has done more than enough to stay up You know what I mean? So seeing him with the three bombs is nice. And the guy you mentioned, Morel, probably pretty big. And I have a share of Josh Lowe somewhere as well. But I like whenever I start Josh Lowe, he's going to go 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Like it is okay. Guaranteed. So if I put him on the bench, two bombs. Like I am 100% that guy. So if you're having any luck with Josh Lowe right now, you owe it to me. Just a thank you on Twitter, whatever, would be great, because whenever I bench him, he goes off. So I'll just keep him on the bench for you guys. So you're welcome.
Josh Naylor might be one of my most favorites here. He's only hitting 214. XBA of 290, though. Highest hard hit percentage of his career. His average EV is the highest of his career. Highest barrel percentage. Guy
freezes his enemies in carbonite.
Yes, 100% chains up his people. Six homers, three stolen bases with an incredibly unlucky batting average. I'm really into Naylor. And Jordan Diaz is actually pretty fascinating with the A's. 47, almost 48% hard hit rate, 90% average EV. Had three of his four bombs happen this weekend. Batting average hasn't been big, but he might get a better opportunity. He might get a bigger, better opportunity around 7% barrel rate. I don't know. I think there might be something there. Also, his expected batting average better than his current batting average. So maybe both of those guys.
Blade has hit three homers since the A's called him up as well. So
yeah, they just keep getting it going. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the A's can't get wins, but they have some interesting players.
Yeah. On the RBI front, Dominic Fletcher led the way, 11 RBI over the last week. Jake Fraley had 10. He was number two. You had 9 from Lowe and Yelich and 8 from Arenado, Correa, and Volpe. So this is kind of the same crew of guys we all talked about. But
Arenado waited until this week. It was like we had to mention how he was struggling last week, and he's like, all right, now I'm on one. And against Boston, he just unloaded. He was hitting homers into the into the cheap seats over there. So
yeah, I actually in the trade video that's coming out on Tuesday, you guys can be on the lookout for it. But since it was May 5th to May 13th, he had a hit in every game but one. And since April 30th, this isn't counting Sunday, but since April 30th, he had a 260 ISO, which is fantastic because his season total has been around 135. So huge, big change, kind of finding himself again. So that's why he's on one of my trade videos there. On the runs, Anthony Rizzo led the way with 10, Lou Bob with 8. You had 7 from Freeman, Nootbaar, and Simeon, and 6 from Acuna, Fraley, Judge, Kirilloff, Melendez, and Torres. So some of the similar-ish names. And stolen bases, how about Whit Merrifield with 5?
Finally,
your boy back?
Let's get going. I mean, 5 in a week, it to me, it at least says, hey, let's start running this guy a little bit more. How many does he have on the year? He has 12. So he had 7 in the previous 5 weeks coming into this week and then got 5 this week. So it at least to me says, let's start running this dude. 5 swipes in a week. Let's go. Let him run.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his expected batting average about 40 points worse than his current batting average. He has literally no sign of power anymore.
And who's leading in swipes right now? You know,
I think it is.
All right, I got it. I pulled it.
Well,
up.
Hold on. I just remembered who. I think it's Estery Ruiz. I think it's 18. Yeah.
18. Yeah. And then 17 from Acuna, 14 from Jazz, 13 from Volpe. And then you got a big stack of 12s, and he just put himself in there. Volpe, Franco, Mullins,
Carol, we got money,
Nico,
on
Witt.
Carol?
And I think, doesn't Carol have 10? Yeah, he has 10. But I mean, Carol 10? Has not been hitting. Well, he's like, I think MLB Network keeps throwing a stat up on him. He's like 2 for his last 22 or something. He's been bad.
No, he's been stinking. He's been awful. Lefties, righties, third, sixth.
As soon as we started talking about the All-Star game, and you said, maybe I'll go. I think Carol will make it.
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
He started to suck.
No, awful. There's no chance. He's one of the worst Diamondbacks right now, so hopefully it turns around. But Witt has been awesome. Franco, Witt both had, Bobby Witt had 4 with Franco. Jazz, Corey Jolks, who just went to the IL. Simeon, Tatis, Yelich, and Tyron Taylor all had 3. So big old group of stolen bases in there. That list is fascinating. Do you guys still have that list up? What was it again? It was 18 from Estery.
18 for Estery, 17 from Acuna, 14 from Jazz, 13 from Volpe, and then 12 from Franco, Mullins, Horner, Bobby Witt, Whit Merrifield.
Is Franco 11 from 12 stolen bases right now?
Who does?
Franco?
Yes, 12.
Oh, he's so
with seven bombs.
I don't know if people saw it, but I made a aggressive new push back on his dynasty value on the last update. And you love to see the stolen bases keep going. That's the thing I thought was going to go away. And it's like,
who leads the league in RBI, Welsh?
Juan Franco?
No.
Yordan Alvarez?
He's second, 37, tied with Devers.
I don't know.
Adolis, 42.
Ooh, your boy. So wrong. So wrong. It hurts to be so wrong. Some great pitching performances over the weekend. Freaking Mitch Keller, 16 innings, 16 strikeouts, but that is based off of a 13 strikeout performance.
This wasn't the weekend, yesterday. By the way. This is the last seven.
Last seven. Yeah. So his last two starts, this was for really, that should be all these guys. John Gray, 15 with 13 Ks. Zach Gallen, 13 Ks, three earned runs in 14 and two thirds. Logan Webb, 14 innings, two earned runs, 10 Ks. Kyle Freeland has been pretty good. 13 innings, he struck out 12. Andrew Heaney, 16 strikeouts in 12 and two thirds, but he has given up four earned runs. Louis Varland, who I think is round a must pick up, 13 strikeouts in 12 and one third. And Tony Gonsolin has actually picked it back up. No earned runs in 11 innings with 12 strikeouts in there. Mitch Keller, though, I think has moved into a new tier of starting pitchers. And you could argue that it's a sell high right now, but you know, the cutter change for him right now, or the usage as far as like him throwing this cutter, really has put batters on their heels, and it's set up everything else in a better way. And this is a big strikeout pitcher right now, man. You know,
I mean, the Pirates are getting wins too. They're 22 and 19. They're three games over 500. They're a game and a half back behind the Brewers. So Cardinals are in dead last of the Central right now. My first thought is, man, I wish Mitch Keller would get traded, but that's just my, you know, preseason thought of don't want him on the Pirates, you know. So
I still don't really want him on the Pirates, but to your
sure,
point,
long
the
term,
Pirates have just been so much better.
Yeah,
they just don't have, like, if they had like O'Neill Cruz, I'd be like, oh, it's more exciting. You know, they have like
they've been better without him than they were with him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Well, and they got a couple guys that could be coming soon. Henry Davis has played a little bit of outfield, if people care, the catching prospect. He could come and catch and maybe play some outfield because his bat has been freaking red hot. Indy Rodriguez has been kind of injured a little bit, but, you know, they got a few guys. Nick Gonzalez hasn't really been hitting well, but he's got big power if they want to give it a shot. So, I mean, there are some offensive pushes they could have, but it's a better team than we expect. Couple singularly really good performances. Chris Bassitt, 9 innings, 8 strikeouts, complete game, awesome. Nate Eovaldi, this is the latter play from last week, 8 2/3, 12 strikeouts. Chris Sale, who we're going to talk about, 8 innings, 9 strikeouts. And Framber Valdez, 8 innings, 12 strikeouts last week. Some big old performances that you love to see. And then on the pickups really quick, we can take a look at some of the big changes that have happened over the last week. Over on the ESPN, Bryce Miller looks like he was the number one change up to, I can't believe he's 24 to 56%. Is this updated? Is this an old?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems old. Mitch Keller, number two, up to 77%, 30% owned now. Lourdes, I guess not. Lourdes Gurriel, only 35% owned in ESPN. He is number three. Yennier Cano, up to 40%. Cano could be a closer at some point. Yuri Perez, to only 25% owned. Those are the top five, followed by Bader Eovaldi, Morel, Carlos Estevez, and Tyler Wells. Two players on that entire list I gave you are over 57% owned, and it's Eovaldi and Mitch Keller. There is some stuff you can do on ESPN.
It is just so weird to look at ESPN and then go to CBS and look at the ads there, because the names are just so different.
It's so different. Mitch Keller, Yuri Perez, number one, went from 30% owned. Yeah, 30%.
That one's the same, but all the rest of these are different. It's crazy.
Chris Morel, 21, up to 67%. It's a 46% change. Casey Schmidt, now 46% owned. He was number three. Dane Dunning, 48%. I think people were assuming a two-start week, but they brought up Cody Bradford, so that might have changed. James Paxton, 43% owned. That was your top five.
Good start
Matt
on Friday
McClain, Yeah, Matt McLean, JP France, Dean Kremer, Dominic Fletcher, and Josiah Gray finish out the top 10. But Fletcher's only 26% owned. France is under 50% owned. And McLean is only 35% owned.
Varland's still under 50% rostered on CBS. That's a little surprising.
I would change that. And Kirilloff under 50% also would change that. Those are two that I would definitely, as I'm like scrolling down this list of the top pickups, those are two that I would probably prioritize. A lot of points leagues play there too. So I'm actually surprised that like, Kirilloff isn't picked up. And to this day, the devaluation of pitching in points league still doesn't like comprehend in my brain. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, last thing we're going to do here, we're going to take a look at some of the trades that I put in my most recent trade video. I'm going to present three of them, not all of them. So make sure you go and click on the video and we'll see what Bogman thinks. We'll see if he's buying or selling my trades that I'm trying to sell on you guys. We'll do it right after this.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
All right, Bugs. This video should be available, like I said, on Fantasy Pros 24 hours tomorrow, sometime Tuesday or something. If you guys want to, hit download, hit play again, put it on repeat, just play a bunch of times, make nice comments. Make it the most viewed thing, most positive comments. Yeah, it does all the nice stuff. Make it better than Joe's. More views than Joe's, always important. So you want to do that, definitely I'm not going to tell you to not do it. I'm not telling you to do it, but I'm going to tell you not to do it. There are five in there, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but we'll go through a couple of them. Not going into number one. So I will present to you some of my takes here, Bachman, and some of the script that I put together, and let's see what you have to say. And number one on the list happened to be a guy, and I didn't realize it because I don't. When I'm in my video, I get very singular focused, and it was also Mother's Day, so I was trying to, do it early in the morning, and I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't making bets on that day. But Zach Eflin was one of my trade targets, and he actually pitched yesterday. And funny enough, he kind of played both sides. I don't think he swayed it either way. He gave up 4 runs, which wasn't good, but he struck out 9 in that. And obviously, he's going to be counted on a little bit more. So here is my take on Eflin. So what I've got for you for Eflin is that they have been simplifying his arsenal in general, and they scrapped his four seam in favor of a sinker, and they've upped his curveball usage. So this is like classic Ray stuff right now. They're making Taj Bradley not throw his cutter as much and kind of scrapping the curveball. In this instance, they said, nope, get rid of that four seam usage, scrap it. You're now throwing the sinker, and we want you to throw this curveball more. So far, his swinging strike rate, highest of his career. For the first time, he has a CSW percentage around 30%, which also is the highest K percentage, and he has a top 3% chase rate in the league. So that's where the strikeouts are that's kind of been hiding, and you saw him strike out 9 this past weekend. His numbers, sub 3 ERA is probably gone now. He had a 1 whip. That might have changed from this last start, but this has been solid. He has the third lowest walk percentage in the league to go along with those big potential strikeout numbers. I have actually likened him a little bit, Boggs, to reminding me of Logan Webb. Low walks, strikeouts that sit around 9. I think performance wise, it gets in. I think he's kind of a low key Logan Webb on one of the best teams in baseball that he's not going to give big shutouts, but he's got big strikeout numbers that are sitting underneath everything. And I think that's something that we can buy in on because the name is not Logan Webb. Zach Eflin does not carry anything close to what Logan Webb has. And that's why I think he's a buy right now.
I think he's a buy too. I think this is a really good call here. And, just looking at all of his starts, he hasn't given up more than 4 in any of his 7 starts. It's been 1-3-1-2-0-4-4. With, like you said, 44 strikeouts and 40 innings. So his K per 9 is over 9. His walk per 9 is under 1.5. It's 1.13 right now. So everything seems to be working for him. And the Rays are so desperate for starters right now. Right now, Ross Resource has him listed with 3 starters in the rotation because of all the injuries that they've had. Obviously, Taj is going to come back up, but it's Shane McClanahan, Zach Eflin, and Josh Fleming. That's what they have right now. Glasnow, I guess, will come up at some point here soon. Rasmussen and Springs going down. Shane Boz started the year on the IL as well after his TJ. So, like, you know, it's just been nasty for their starters there. So they need Eflin to rack up some innings here. And he's getting strikeouts, and he's not giving up a ton of runs, not putting guys on. This is a great time to buy him, I think, especially after, like, back-to-back four-run starts. Those are two of his worst starts. So we like that. This is a good time to buy for sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so let me throw some names by you real quick for Eflin. I'm trying to find the right range because I'm not trying to say that he's a top 30 SP, but you know what? Logan Webb isn't ranked. If I'm looking at least as far as, like, you know, war goes on Fangraphs, Logan Webb is like around 36. So, all right, Zach Eflin or Patrick Sandoval. Patrick Sandoval has a 3-2 record, a 3.22 ERA, which is nice, but he has only 6 K per nine with the Angels right now. He comes in at 42nd as far as the ranks of war on Fangraphs. Would you rather Patrick Sandoval or Zach Eflin the rest of the season?
Eflin. I mean, Sandoval, Sierra is 4.77. So seems like that dude's about to get crushed.
Okay, I think this is a tough one. Eflin or Marcus Stroman? Stroman has had some success throwing this new sweeper. 2-4 record, not good. 3.24 ERA, sustainable numbers underlying there, but the walks are up a little bit. He's not giving up homers. He's been good. He hasn't been great. He's on this Cubs team. Who would you rather have, Stroman or Eflin?
I mean, I just never really bought into Stroman. I think I have, like, whatever it is, a Stroman bias where I don't roster him in a lot of leagues. So give me the strikeout upside of Eflin.
Okay, let's do one more. Let's go. I'm trying to find a really good name. Let me do one of the, I want to, like, test, because I don't feel like I've tested your limits here. Let's go Zach Eflin.
Stroman's pretty close.
But I got a good one. I got a very good one.
Okay.
Zach Eflin or Blake Snell. Blake Snell, 1-5 record.
Oh, man.
He does have a 9.44 K per nine, but a 5.5 walk per nine, 4.61 ERA with an actual 4.61 XFIP. So his expected ERA is 5.51. We do know he gets going a little bit more in the summer. Who would you rather have, Zach Eflin or Blake Snell?
Man, I hate this one.
I know.
I think I'm going to stick with Blake just slightly. I don't know. Blake also hasn't been hurt yet. So this one is real close, but give me Blake still.
Okay, so let's see what you guys have to say. Let us know. Zach Eflin, I think this is the range we're creating, and I think you could start with pitcher moves. You don't trade, like, pitchers for pitchers. It's very not very
sure,
often.
Sure.
It ends up happening. It's other positions. But my point is that I think Zach Eflin has the ability to outperform a guy like Blake Snell for the rest of the season based on some of the usage changes. I mean, you can see underlying, it is the best strikeout numbers of his career. While not walking guys, he just has to simmer down on the runs. And you do have to worry a little bit about injury. He's already been hurt once, but I think that's where we're going. So that's why
I think most people would take the other guy over Eflin in those cases. So this is like, this would be a good thing. Like, you're trading, you know, bigger pieces than Eflin. The guy you're trading with has Eflin, and you offer him Stroman plus whoever back, and you're getting back Eflin and the other guy, you know. And I feel like you're winning on both sides there, but they don't feel like that. So yeah. There you go.
All right, number two. This one was sparked actually in the comment section of Fantasy Pro, or I don't know what comment section. It was either CBS or Fantasy Pros, you know, where you get people like, they get a little chippy about stuff. And someone got chippy about, like, oh yeah, I dropped Welsh's guy, Lars Nootbaar. I dropped him. So it sparked me to go reback and look at Lars Nootbaar, and I decided, guess what? He's going to be back on the trade conversation, because I think that is where some of the conversation is leading to people, that they're out on him, but I'm going to jump back in. So here's some of the argument.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITL.
240 going into May. Was his batting average, Lars Nootbaar. He has been hot enough to raise his average. So think of this. Into May, 240. He's already up to 289. That was going into Sunday. He had hit in seven of his last nine games going into Sunday. Four of those were multi-hit. His walk rate has been one of the best in baseball at almost 20%. One thing I love about that, that helps the potential stolen base numbers. The power has been in question, though I would remind to cite everybody, like, this is what he spent his offseason doing. He spent his offseason working on, the previous year was about barreling, and now it was taking the barrels, and it was about putting the ball in the air. So the early injuries are gone. This is a low strikeout, high walk, high barrel player who has it locked in, who's going to hit at the top of the order. And statistically, I don't have this up here, but let me give you the full numbers, because I told you he's up to 289. And I think the pre-May numbers are what people had really concerned about, but he wasn't playing with the team and he suffered that injury. Lars Nootbaar, 3 homers, 5 stolen bases in 27 games played. It's run 118 plate appearances on the year. Basic rest of season projections put him anywhere, depending where you're looking at. You're probably looking at 18 and 12 on the power speed combos, and people are looking at dropping him. So it's a little high BABIP. He's now over 302 after this previous game. And Lars Nootbaar is one of my buys bugs. So are you buying or selling Lars Nootbaar?
I would definitely buy. You know, like you said, guy hitting over 300, has 3 swipes this month. Like, he just looks better. He's still hitting leadoff a lot of the time. He's hitting 1 or 8, which is, it's kind of funny. He's hitting other spots, but he's hitting over 300 in both those spots at 1 and at 8, which is kind of weird. But like, hitting at the top of the lineup, and now Arenado's going to get going with Goldie going at the same time. Like, Cardinals seem like a team that are about to turn around and, you know, push towards the front of that division. So for me, I'm buying Lars Nootbaar right now. I think it's, you know, I don't even know. It feels weird. That felt like a personal attack towards you. Like, someone, you know, probably a Cubs fan just doesn't like the Lars Nootbaar. But well, when they put
Wilsh's guy, Lars Nootbaar, this is like a week or so ago, by the way. I just saw it randomly. So those feelings may have changed. And he's not.
Well, he also is your guy. Like,
he's,
you know,
totally my guy.
And by the way, you know, it's hard to tell tone in type. So it could have been like, I mean, I dropped Wilsh's guy, Lars Nootbaar. I don't know what to do. Like,
I assume. Well, my tip to everybody is, I assume
Wilsh assumes it's insulting if you say his
because
name.
You, as a normal person, you should have the wherewithal to understand that text and type does not come over without tone. And if you type things like that, I assume you don't understand tone. So you mentally are a person that is going to be negative, because you can't mentally construct that your tone can come off as aggressive. So I immediately go to the negative with you and put you in a box and don't think about you anymore, because I assume that's where you're at with it. I didn't take that. Like, if you want to drop Lars Nootbaar, you could drop Lars.
So
Nootbaar.
You're saying someone, if they're typing to you, should be like, no offense, JK, LOL.
No, definitely don't say no.
Drop the Welsh's guy, Lars Nootbaar. Still love you,
Welsh. This instance
was still love you, Welsh. Kisses, also send you Venmo.
Always.
Whenever they send anything about you.
That is the only way to interact with me. That is the only way. Kisses.
If you want to talk, kiss emojis and Venmos. Yeah. That's it with the Welsh.
It was aggressive in tone, but not, not.
You don't know it was aggressive in tone. You just said,
I know it was.
You can't tell.
This is Welsh's guy. That's how the guy says, This is Welsh's guy. 100% how the
guy says. I don't like him.
But again, do whatever you want. So let's pair some of these guys out. 3 homers, okay. 5 stolen bases on the year. It's decent numbers. It's definitely
Nootbaar
not top
versus who? Let's get
25
to the versus.
Outfielders. All right. Lars Nootbaar versus Lourdes Gurriel, who has 5 homers, 1 stolen base, hitting .308.
Lourdes.
You're picking Lourdes over Nootbaar? You're stupid.
Oh, okay.
You're dumb.
Would you like to bet on who has higher WAR at the end of the year?
Okay, so he does have a higher WAR. Oh, why are you going? Lourdes doesn't steal the bases.
Lourdes doesn't steal the bases, but he just, I don't know, man. He comes up with clutch hits. He's good with guys on base. Like, I'm sure I'm being a little bit of a homer here, but I've got to watch a lot of Lourdes, and he's playing well this year. Like, yeah, he seems like a different hitter. So,
okay. I mean, he does, technically, he does take 4 of the 5 categories.
Also, that's kind of like, what do you need? Do I need the stolen bases real bad? Because if I need the stolen bases, sure, I'll give up Lourdes. But I mean, you just said he's leading in four of the five categories, everything but swipes. Yeah. So
he does have more games. He has more games played than Lars Nootbaar so far. And you know, where he's hitting is a really good spot. I don't want to be diminishing of Lourdes.
I mean, you know, it's a stolen base. Yeah, for Lourdes, it goes from third to five, which is, you know, still two of the best spots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're not dumb, by the way. You're just, thanks, just reactionary, just reacting.
Yeah.
Lars Nootbaar or Stephen Kwan? 274, nine stolen bases, ooh, one homer, though, 22 runs, 12 RBI.
Man, I feel like I still want Kwan a little bit too, but Kwan has no power. This one is definitely closer. You know what? I think I like the Cardinals lineup better, so give me Lars.
I was about to say, I don't think you like Lars Nootbaar as much as you say you do. Taylor Ward or Lars Nootbaar, those two have kind of been grouped together for so long.
Man.
Four homers, one stolen base, but only hitting 240 for the team. Low strikeout percentage, that's still solid there, but Taylor Ward... again, he has more games played, like by 13, so he has more runs and a little bit more RBI.
Man, that's another tough one. I feel like you're giving Lars some tough competition here. Give me Lars. I mean, look, Ward, like you said, the underlying stuff is good, but he's hitting 240 with four bombs and one swipe. Like, that's not doing a lot for you. So give me Lars.
Okay. All right, so we've kind of set a table there. So you're decently in on Lars.
Diamondback. Right, yeah. I think I'm,
Corbin Carroll or Lars Nootbaar?
I don't know. Aaron Judge or Lars Nootbaar, Welsh. You tell me.
I think it might be Lars Nootbaar over Corbin Carroll now.
There we go.
I'm souring. Starting to sour. I'm getting mad. This is the thing that happens with Brandon Pfaat. Like,
no, you getting mad? Everyone's surprised.
Starting to turn. All that defense, like Corbin Carroll, like we put money on you too. Stolen bases.
Next thing you're going to tell me, you take things personally. Mad and you take things personally? What the hell?
Get out of here. Get out of here, silly. You're being silly.
You silly goose.
Last one that I'm going to give you. This was, again, some of the guys I did on my trade video, not all of them. And this is one that I did not think I was going to put. But Chris Sale is on this list.
Sale.
Your guy. You've always loved Chris Sale. He has not been right for some time. The numbers are not exactly in that place either, though. The surface level stats. I'll give them to you real quick, and then I'll make my point, because I think his ERA is in the fours. It's 5.40 ERA right now. His strikeout numbers are nice. 3.2 window loss ratio in eight games started. Not leaving a lot of guys on base. His walks are around 2.5. Everything, that's kind of mediocre, but it's the underlying stats that seem to be telling a different story. So here is my case on Chris Sale. On the year, he's got this over 5 ERA, but he has an xFIP that is 2 runs lower than the current ERA. Over the last 2 weeks, this was going into Sunday, he's got 2 wins with a 2 ERA, and over those last 2 weeks, 30% K percentage and the seventh best K minus walk percentage at 28.2. He also held batters to 176, which made him one of only 8 pitchers in baseball with a 30% K rate that held batters under 180, which I think was kind of wild. His slider is as good as it's been from a whiff percentage since 2018. His changeup, highest whiff percentage since 2019. It just all comes back down to the wild card that he is. So my case is the underlying strikeout numbers are back. He looks like he is getting back to old. His fastball may not be as good, but his slider and changeup have taken a step up. His underlying numbers tell us such a completely different story. They tell us close to elite strikeout guy. He's not walking a bunch, and his ERA is so much better than it's given. The guy could get hurt instantly tomorrow, but I think that 5 ERA stands out as something that makes him so acquirable in leagues right now. And that's why he was one of my top trade candidates for this week to trade for. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'm completely in on this one. And I think when you look at him, you look at the first 3 starts, he gave up 15 of his 26 runs in his first 3 starts. In the next 5 starts, he's given up 11 total. One start, he gave up 5 of those last 5 that he's had. The last 3 starts that he's had, he's given up no more than 3. They've all been quality starts. So 3 quality starts in a row for a guy with a good track record, coming off big injuries for the first time in his career, kind of readjusting. I am in on the Chris Sale bandwagon now completely. So I was a little worried about him going into the season, but to me, he's kind of cleared that stuff up now. So I'm in on Chris Sale.
All right, I've got one that I want to give you, but I don't know if I want that to be last or not. All right, let's try this one real quick. I think this is maybe more of a softball. He actually comes in with the 22nd best WAR among starting pitchers, but he has one of the worst strikeout rates for a player that has insane stuff, and it's Dustin May, 4-1 record, who has a 2.68 ERA, but he has a 6 K per nine and over 3 walk per nine, giving up literally no homers whatsoever. And he does have an xFIP that tells a little bit of a different story. Expected batting average a tiny bit worse, or actually into the, yeah, it's like in like the low threes still. So Dustin May or Chris Sale?
I mean, this one is definitely closer than I expected to start, but I would go Chris Sale here.
I would also go Chris Sale.
Yeah, over Dustin May. I mean, Dustin May is good, but I don't know. Give me the experience. Give me Sale.
Yeah, I'm checking out the strikeout numbers. Okay, so I'll just do one more because this is the one I wanted to give to you. Maybe it won't be as close as I think it's going to be. 27th best on the WAR list. 4-1 record. I'll tell you the guy in a second. 4-1 record. 9.5 K per nine. Has a 3.43 ERA. Has an xFIP that is about as good. His walk rate's a little bit higher, but he plays on the Houston Astros. Hunter Brown. Young Hunter Brown, one of those big top guys, big numbers, or Chris Sale.
Yeah, all those Astros starters are getting hurt too, so it's going to be hard to push Hunter Brown out of that rotation.
He ain't going anywhere.
I think I'm still taking Sale. I think just the experience and, you know, the Red Sox need Sale to be good. I think the Astros need Hunter Brown, but it's not as desperate. I don't know. Yeah, I just think I like what I've seen from Sale, and there's so much upside with him still. You know, Hunter Brown is pitching well right now. Is that going to last the whole season? So I feel like Sale maybe has already had his big hiccup to start the year. So I'm going to take Sale out of those two.
You know what? I think I'm going to take Sale too. We could. There might be some other fun ones in there. I think I would side on Sale for the rest of the year, though the big caveat, of course, when will he get injured? What ridiculous thing will he do that gets him injured? Hopefully it doesn't happen, but Sale has been pretty good.
Stay off the bikes.
Stay off just everything. Like, just like, do what I'm trying to do. Go for a run, you know, calm down, like do something to hone your anger. He is like waiting to.
What I would do is take comments personally and take your anger out on those.
Yeah.
And then there you go. No more anger, right?
Yeah. Whatever you got to do. Yeah. Just not on like the soap dispenser on the wall or something like that with the thing that use your foot if you're going to do it or something. I don't know. But there you go. Those are some of the trade guys. You can check out the full video.
Did you see the most recent Anthony Descalfani left after the first inning against the D-backs because he dropped a piano bench on his foot the day before and he tried to gut through it? Like, dude,
baseball that's one players of those are classic. Undefeated. They're undefeated in insane injuries. They're so
stupid
crazy.
House accidents. Like, I feel like every time a guy gets to the majors, they should be like, all right, here's your handyman. Don't try to do anything yourself because we know you'll hurt yourself because every single baseball player does. Like,
we literally know someone who has a cleaning business that they do it for a baseball player. Like, get hire them. They can do the cleaning. You don't have to. We literally know someone who does it for a baseball player. Have them, hire them, let them clean the house. If you can maybe ask another company to move.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
He backs because he dropped a piano bench on his foot the day before and he tried to gut through it. Like,
dude, baseball
that's one
players
of those
are
classic.
Undefeated. They're undefeated in insane injuries. They are
just
so
stupid
crazy.
House accidents. Like, I feel like every time a guy gets to the majors, they should be like, all right, here's your handyman. Don't try to do anything yourself because we know you'll hurt yourself because every single baseball player does. Like,
we literally know someone who has a cleaning business that they do it for a baseball player. Like, get hire them. They can do the cleaning. You don't have to. We literally know someone who does it for a baseball player. Have them, hire them, let them clean the house. If you can maybe ask another company to move.
Don't
benches.
Move heavy things. Yeah.
Don't carry.
Don't use power around. Tools. Don't get on an ATV or a bicycle. Right.
Don't move.
Stationary
don't
bikes. Yeah.
Just don't enjoy your
bubble
life.
Boy until your start. That's what we want, Chris Sale. All right.
All right.
You
that
and Jake Gyllenhaal.
You can find the trade video. The number one guy on the video, we did not talk about, and the number five guy. So those are kind of the middle. So if you want to check it out, go on Fantasy Pros tomorrow. You can check that there. I'll be on there Monday through Friday. I got a little bit more CBS coming up this week and Rates and Barrels, of course. Nothing else too insane to be on the lookout for. Bogman's got lots of football stuff over at InThisLeague.com. So make sure you guys come and sign up. Check it out. Come have fun. Come and support the boys. Get in on the GroupMe rooms where we're trying to up all the things that we're doing. Football is about to start kicking off, so things will start getting crazy with everything. So we hopefully you join us there. And you guys can use that promo code, though this is not the day we do the ad for it, ITL with Underdog, if you guys want to get in on doing the pick'em stuff. We've got a group for it now where we're sharing those. We're going to also do Friday drafts where we'll do one or two. We'll draft people from there. And we are doing that thing we talked about where if you use the promo code, let us know. We'll get you in the GroupMe room and we're going to take some of the craziest wins from the month and we're going to pair one person with me and we are going to do one ourselves and we will take the winnings. We'll be splitting it just you nice. And me so you can win that. So come up and get in the GroupMe rooms or just, you know, use a promo code, get 100% match, do all that stuff. Bogman Sports. Is it the Welsh? Those are the Twitter handles. And that is it. That is all that
everything.
We got. We got Paul Spohr. We got Paul Spohr in the next episode. You guys might care about that.
Not everything. We have Spohr. Yeah.
We have Spohr. And we have voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Send them in 60 seconds or less. We got Paul Spohr on the in the house, so that should be fun. We will talk about all the crazy things and why he still won't play us in MLB The Show. So make sure you guys are tuned into that episode. That's it. Anything for you, Boggs?
That's it, man. We're all done.
Right, let's go. Bye-bye.
Spoiler.